after the free podcast, I called the Logar province of Afghanistan, just south of Kabul, to a gas station. And I'm not even making it up. It is called Haji's Gas Station. Haji Zarmaluk Petrol Pump Station. And there's a picture of Haji in front of a car in front of the gas pumps. Not even lying. Look, I'll even show you. This is Haji and his family members at the Haji Zarmaluk Petrol Pump Station. I wanted to call because this was the place, this area. And Logar is, this is like the size of fucking Jenison. There's a stadium there, and they rounded up 9 thieves and 3 adulterers. I'm sorry, 10 people, 9 men, 3 women. They are thieves. They stole shit, and they had sex outside of their marriage. And they were lashed in front of thousands of bloodthirsty Afghanis. What the fuck? So I wanted to call Haji's petrol pump station. Haji Zarmaluk, and ask him if he was there. So to call Afghanistan, this was at about 11:30 Eastern time. They're 9.5 hours ahead, and that's weird. A half hour. So time zones and a half hour. So at 11:30 a.m., that's 12:30, 1:32, 33:30, 34:35, 36:37, 38:30, 9 p.m. But it says right here at Haji Zarmaluk's petrol pump station, they are open 24 hours. So the goal was to call Haji's and talk to Haji himself. Rolling the dice that he speaks English, I have no idea, to get his take on what's going on. Now, I can't say that I really got anywhere in this discussion because ultimately I wanted to get the lowdown about the Taliban and them whipping people for having sex outside of the marriage. But this is how that phone conversation went. Hello. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
You speak English?
Yes, I can speak English.
Okay, good. So this is Eric Zane from the Eric Zane Show podcast. Do you listen to any podcast? Terrible question. I was calling about the people that got lashed at the stadium. Did you happen to go?
You called to Afghanistan.
Right. I know. This is Logar province.
Yes, Logar province.
Yeah. Is this the gas station? Is this Haji's gas station?
No, it's night.
Oh.
I'm sleeping. I'm talking.
Right. Okay, this is where I get confused. Is this Haji's gas station? And he says, no, it's night. I'm speaking. What?
Okay.
Right. So is this the petrol?
WhatsApp number? This is WhatsApp number?
Yeah, I was calling about, I was calling area petrol stations to see if you guys went to the lashing.
You call me to WhatsApp, okay?
Are you sleeping?
I'm not sleeping.
Okay.
No, it's night.
Right. That's okay if it's night. I think that's what you're saying. I was calling about the women and the guys who were lashed for stealing and adultery.
Did
you happen to go and watch the events? Were you able to see what happened there? Haji. Yeah, what are you doing, man? You sound like you're drunk.
I'm not sleeping. Morning, I'm talking to you. Okay.
What the? What? Why not? It's a perfect opportunity. I'm calling from the U.S., and we love you. Did you happen? Were you? We don't. Involved at the airport when the plane? Did you try to get on the airplane when it was taking off?
Where are you from?
Huh? I'm sorry?
Where are you from?
I'm from Michigan, United States.
United States, America.
Yeah. Okay, you see, now that got him. That woke him up right there. United States of America, you motherfucker. Sir.
Okay. My brother is Canada, British Columbia.
He is. Oh! You have a brother in Canada.
My brother is British Columbia, okay.
Well, why don't you go there and live with him? Canada.
Talk to me by WhatsApp.
Canada.
Talk to me by WhatsApp.
Yeah, Canada is beautiful. British Columbia is...
Very beautiful, very beautiful British Columbia.
Okay. Well, look, I am so sorry to bother you. I wish you nothing but the best. And please be careful, okay?
What's your name?
Okay, I love you.
And you?
Okay, Haji, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye, see ya. Okay, I think I got to blow in another call to Haji because I just caught there. He asked at the end, he was like, what's your name? What's your name? So he called me back when I was giving you that story about all that COVID shit. So it might be fun to get Haji back here. We might have a friend in Afghanistan that we can call from time to time. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
his football picks. Hey, Haji.
Hello.
Hey, Haji, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
This is Eric. That is my name, Eric.
Your name?
Yeah, my name is Eric. Hey, what the heck's
going on?
Yep. So, Haji, who do you like in the big game between the Colts and the Steelers tonight? American football.
Your name?
My name is Eric.
Eric?
Right.
My name is Mirzakhan Ahmadzai.
Oh, Rakan?
Mirzakhan Ahmadzai.
Okay, hello. Nice to meet you. Mm. Nice to meet you. Are you working in the garage?
Are you working in the garage?
Yeah. Are you working?
No, I'm not working.
Oh, okay. So you're at home?
Yes, I'm in the home. Afghanistan is now night, 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
10 o'clock.
Is it too late to call? Is it too late?
Are you here at home?
I called you to ask you about the 10 people that were lashed at the stadium.
I like English speaking, but I'm not a way speak English. No, not.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you, sir. Give my best to your brother in British Columbia, Canada.
Yes, my brother is British Columbia, Canada, yes.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Praise be to Allah.
I'm every day call you and to me. I'm typing to you and me, okay?
Yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye. Okay, I give him an A for effort. He doesn't know very much English. He tried, though. I mean, that's fantastic that with just a push of a button, I can be talking to... First of all, it's pretty fucked up that if I go on Google and I write... and because I literally wrote... petrol stations, Loghar province. And that's what came up. I showed it to you. And there's a number attached to it. That's the fucking number I called. And this poor son of a bitch is in his house, just trying to do. And he sounded terrible. He sounded like he's been oppressed his whole life. Holy shit. And he's probably dead because of that phone call. I wouldn't be surprised if those sick fucking Taliban have kicked in the door and shot him in the fucking face because he was talking to an American. That is fucking nuts.